your secrets.
Supergrass.
Well, time for all the latest rumour and innuendo from right around Sydney. This man has his finger on the pulse, even in those places he shouldn't. The Supergrass, welcome.
Morning, Grill Team. Well, I start with those NRL sex tape rumours. They won't go away. I told you a couple of weeks ago that some very nervous people and clubs were worried about this sex tape coming out. Well, the new information we have is it involves two footballers. I can tell you one is retired and one has been in the news a bit recently, and neither of those would be the first person that comes to mind.
Oh, wow.
Okay. A few bums twitching around Sydney.
I mean, would it be a big deal if the player was single, MG, and a sex tape came out? Doesn't that give you a bit of,
look at Conrad Harrell in New Zealand. He was, since that incident, he's gone through the roof with his playing. So,
yeah.
But if you're a married man or...
Oh, then you'd be twitching.
You'd be very, very nervous. Mm.
It is negotiation season in the TV industry. We're hearing One Morning TV presenter in negotiations at the moment. Not happy that they didn't get their extra money. Now trying for extra holidays. They will leave, they have said, if they don't get that. While the TV networks are looking at being a little bit stingy, one TV network is apparently cutting back the use of private cars and drivers for the network's talent, and also the hair and makeup fees. Now, apparently it's quite common in the TV industry that if you're a female who is on air, they will cover hair and makeup for every appearance you make because it's part of your brand and part of the image. Mm. One TV network going to wind that back.
We can speculate, but I don't want to.
Well, you know, if you keep watching the TV networks, maybe you'll be able to spot which network it doesn't when people get on looking shocking.
Yeah. Bloody Richard Wilkins.
Could have used with a bit more lippy.
Richard Wilkins with no makeup.
He'll be filthy.
Benny Fordham.
We all saw the video of Genevieve Lacaze on stage with Kylie Minogue at the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games. Now, she's been on the record of saying it wasn't rehearsed. I can tell you it was rehearsed, but she didn't know about it. Organisers had apparently earmarked her as, in quotation marks, the one, and went straight over to her. They'd actually decided that they needed a Gold Coast girl, and what they wanted was a typical Gold Coast girl. I'll let you decide what that means. And they had her pinpointed out. They ran straight over to her, dragged her up on stage. She was picked out up to 3 to 4 weeks ago as to being that person.
So there you go. Blonde and beautiful with a bit of fun and stuff, which is what Gold Coast is all about.
100%. Well, that takes a bit away from the mystique of her bombing Kylie Minogue's performance. I thought that was a bit, mischievous, but now it's all been planned. It's not so much that much of a story, is it?
No, it's not as much fun now.
Nothing's unplanned anymore.
unfortunately not.
Phil Gould has secured the Robbie Farah interview for the footy show tomorrow night. Now, that has actually upset a few of the panel members on the footy show, with them asking why they can't do any of the big interviews. You remember Carl Stefanovic did Shandor Earl last year, now Phil Gould doing Robbie Farah. The hosts want to know why they can't do it. The other thing that panel members have been complaining about with the footy show is that there are too many people sitting on the panel.
Mm. I tell you what, there was one stage, I don't watch the footy show a lot now, mainly because it's on so late, but there was 14 people one day that I picked. Surely someone like Slats or someone like that, they could do that interview.
Well, I don't think it would have the same credibility as if Gus Gould did it. Gus Gould obviously is his domain. He gets the best out of people because they feel comfortable with him, and there is no higher man in rugby league's esteem than Gus.
Channel 9 on Monday night ran a show, My Granny the Escort. It was a show that was shot in the UK about basically women over 60 who are operating as escorts. It was such a hit and rated so well, the production companies in Australia are looking at doing an Australian-owned version of that.
Oh, mate, I saw this, and this was a little bit off tap. You got 75, 80-year-old ladies in England who are escorts.
Did you enjoy it, or was
I didn't.
Was it creepy, sort of?
It was. Well, they're having fun, so they're getting paid like $400, £250.
Would you like your granny, to do it though?
No,
not particularly.
No, not really. No.
All right. Thank you very much, Supergrass.
Thanks, Real Team.